Madison Direct, coming to Madison on Devil Radio in Waukesha on the Shaw. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are live. We're going to you. First, we're going to go to Totter Billy of Madison's North Side. Thanks for calling, Totter Billy, my friend. What's on your mind?
The filibuster is on my mind, Matt, and this notion that the filibuster somehow promotes bipartisanship, which just isn't true, and I think we need to be harping on our senators and telling them we don't buy it, that it creates bipartisanship. What it does is it allows senators to not take a stand on things. And certainly there are senators out there who are not functioning in good faith, like our own Ron Johnson. But we also have senators like Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, who may have some sliver of good conscience. And when you put good legislation that's popular before the senators, and they have to make a decision. They've got to make a decision. Are they going to support good legislation that is supported by the people, or do they support their misguided leadership? The filibuster allows to hide. So we don't buy it that the filibuster promotes bipartisanship. Good legislation does.
Yeah, you're raising a good point, and I'm going to put it to you in ducks and bunnies here for everybody. The fact of the matter is that the Voting Rights Act would get rid of, for instance, gerrymandering. Gerrymandering was not bipartisan. Voss and then Walker in our state rammed it through against the Democrats. So why should we ask for bipartisanship to undo gerrymandering? You're absolutely right. And here's the problem. And I'm going to throw out a solution that, I don't know, I haven't heard discussed. I'll tell you that. Manchin is a problem. Manchin, in my view, is doing an elaborate striptease. He was never going to vote for the soft infrastructure. He's never going to vote for voting rights. And I think that the same with Sinema. So we have 48 votes. We need 50 to suspend the filibuster because Kamala Harris will come in. Moscow Mitch suspended the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments. If he hadn't done that, he would not have had Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Amy Coney Barrett. So why do they get to suspend the filibuster and we don't? And Moscow Mitch laughed. He told somebody, he said, I can't believe that Schumer isn't getting rid of the filibuster for voting rights. He's laughing at us. To me, here's the solution. If you think that Manchin and Sinema are going to come around, you're mistaken. But we have 48 votes and we only need 50. And you've named some of the senators. You have Murkowski. You have Mitt Romney. You have Susan Collins. But you also have people like Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, who's not running again. You have several who are not running again. And you have Thune of South Dakota, who now is running again, but he's a moderate. I'm sure this has occurred to Biden. I would call some of these guys up and have them in on one-to-one dinners in the White House with the President of the United States and say, look, I'm going to ask you to make a consequential historical decision. John McCain bucked his party on the affordable health care. He will go down in history. Abraham Lincoln bucked his party when he was in the Congress in 1848. I don't know if you knew that. He opposed the Mexican-American War. He said, why should we invade Mexico? As a result, he couldn't run for re-election. But also as a result, 12 years later, thank God, he became president of the United States. It's time for an historical moment. Mitt Romney right now is 75 years old. What's he waiting for? What's he waiting for? Vote for voting reform and get rid of the filibuster for that one vote. Get rid of gerrymandering. Restore democracy. What's Murkowski waiting for? This woman named Chewbacca, Kelly Chewbacca, not Chewbacca, backed by Biden by or Trump. Trump insults her all the time. Come on, Murkowski, stand up. Pat Toomey, you got nothing to lose. You're retiring, for Pete's sake. Blount of Missouri, you're retiring, for Pete's sake. Thune of South Dakota, you come across as a moderate. Get two votes that way, because I got news for you, Totter Billy. I have no faith in Manchin and Sinema. I got to say it. We need two votes, and you hit the nail on the head with your arguments. Why should we demand bipartisanship to get rid of partisanship? Because they're going to laugh at you. And Moscow Mitch has already left. We're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, well, once again, CJ brings up, you know, the whole Mueller investigation. And if there was nothing to hide there, that, you know, why did Donald Trump fire James Comey after asking him to, you know, quit investigating what Michael Flynn, I think it was, or was it, you know, one of the other criminals that was, you know, in the Trump administration? As far as the border goes, Trump had 4 years to correct the issue at the border, and not through a wall. He could have corrected it through changing the law and increasing the capacity at the border to absorb legal immigrants, so then those people would be passing through the border legally and wouldn't be subject to exploitation by the people that are currently exploiting them. And it's for the meatpacking industry and some of the especially the meatpacking industry, that used to be good family-supporting jobs there. And the industry decided, no, we got to you know, cheapen the cost of our labor input here, so they started hiring people they could get cheaper. Well, normally maybe we have to suck it up and pay a little bit more for our food, so people, those jobs can be good, solid, family-supporting jobs. I mean, and that we need these people as labor. I mean, and, you know, that, like you said before, get them through here, you know, they can come through legal, then they can come through legally. They wouldn't be risking their lives crossing the border illegally. And then they'd be in this country legally, and we know who they are and what, and coming through, and that would ease the pressure on the illegal crossing. I mean, that, because the honest people are not crossing that border illegally. They're forced to be, they want to get here because they're desperate to get here. Make it so they can cross the border legally.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Mark. Yeah, I mean, it's a terrible problem. I think the answer is guest worker permits. They've done that in Europe. You issue them a visa as a guest worker for 3 years, 5 years, then they got to go back to their country. And that's it. And then you have a regular process because, you know, when was the last time that, say, you took a trip somewhere and you stayed in a hotel or a motel somewhere? Somebody's changing the sheets. Somebody's washing the dishes in the kitchen. Somebody's doing the tough backbreaking work. They're in the meatpacking plants. They're in the foundries. They're out in the fields in California. And the vast majority of them are people who came here from south of the border. And a huge number of them are not here lawfully. It's as simple as that. How about legalizing how we do it? How about legalizing how we do it? That would be something. Legalize how we do it and secure the southern border, because you cannot have continuously almost 200,000 people a month coming over, give them a ticket and they fan out and don't come back to court and we don't know what they're doing. And many of them are very fine people. Not all of them are very fine people. That has got to be acknowledged. That is not to be acknowledged. We're talking about COVID. I got to throw this in. I don't know why I mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene again. She came out with a statement yesterday, quote, the federal government is guilty of murder. What? For withholding ivermectin. People who die of COVID would survive if they got ivermectin. That's the dewormer for horses and cattle. And therefore, inferentially, the federal government murdered them. Well, first of all, veterinarians and doctors can prescribe ivermectin, and they do. Second of all, it's likely to kill the people because they're not a horse and they don't weigh 2,000 pounds. But it's not withheld if you go through the proper channels. And third, it's unauthorized by the CDC for COVID. You can't fix stupid. You can't fix stupid. If somebody wants to take a dewormer for a horse, they can find a way to do it. The murder is people like Marjorie Taylor Greene who are encouraging people to take ivermectin, who then turn around and die either of taking a dewormer for a horse or from COVID. That is the murder, not the federal government. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. My baby don't care.